Meeting adjourned. I mean, no, it's not adjourned. Meeting ordered.
At the last meeting of the year, Student Council President Julie Jokay has got this covered, despite last day jitters.
Agenda, radiate positivity, celebrations.
They start their meeting off sharing important personal updates.
I finished my online class.
Congratulations.
I'm close to finishing mine. Close to getting done with our health class.
That's Student Council Advisor and KLA Social Worker Katie Frutiger and Council ASB Representative Devin Tanutmawak. Once they review meeting minutes and approve the agenda, Jokay moves on to read through upcoming events.
Senator Selvin, May 1st, Cherry at Chick.
The idea for a student council began when the now outgoing KLA site administrator, Lori Safford, wanted to get students more involved, create more student-led activities, and with Frutiger on board, they did just that. At the beginning of the school year, students nominated peers to fit the roles of president, vice president, and so on. And once the positions were filled, they began meeting once a week in the social worker's office. It was challenging at first, says Frutiger, to get started without much prior knowledge.
We had struggled to get any kind of directions from district office or kind of what a student council even is supposed to do.
Direction improved when they attended the Alaska Association Student Government, or AASG's, fall conference in Juneau. Then help came from Bethel Regional High School's Student Council for understanding things like a constitution and Robert's Rules of Order.
And then when we started to kind of develop ideas, we were able to get the director of HR, Josh Gill, to come and talk to us about what it would mean to make policy change and how we would do that.
What they found out was that being an alternative work-based learning school, on a 6-week session system annually, they could make their own student-led changes at KLA.
Kind of the first semester was just learning, and second semester was actually doing more events, having more pep rallies. And I think our main goal was to learn about...
Whereas?
Devin Tanutmawak.
Student Council. Create notes for next year and create a budget. And these guys worked so hard with Ice Classic, with bake sales. I mean, there were some days we were just baking for 6 hours after school to get ready for a bake sale.
Those hours paid off with a total of $2,677, minus several hundred dollars on expenses that will now go to a student council bank account for next year. After graduation, Jokay is looking forward to taking the experiences she's gained from being council president into the workforce and attending the Sitka Academy to become a VPSO. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.